guys did a great job on your receivers last time. And now Bolden says he's kind of glad he's getting to play you guys again. Your reaction to the job you did and facing him again?
Well, the only reason we look at that game is film study. I mean, we could take some things from it, but I know that they're going to come in here ready to play, and we got to turn it up even more.
You've been doing this for so long. Do you get nervous before a playoff game?
I mean, you have nerves before every game. I think that's just how it is. But, you know, as far as scared or timid, not really. I kind of like these situations.
Do you feel the same way you did last time you were in this same situation, a couple of home games coming up in the playoffs?
Well, I mean, back then, we didn't know we would have a second home game if we won the first. But, I mean, it was obviously not easy winning the first. That's the thing. We got to concentrate on what's in front of us. Take care of Baltimore, and we can look past that when time is necessary. But until then, I mean, we'll be going home next week if we don't. It's very tough. And for a young player, you know, like he is, I'm impressed because he's able to pick a lot of things up and not make mistakes. You know, you usually see a lot of mistakes out of young players, but he's sharp as they come. And I think what really helps is, you know, his attitude towards everything. He don't think there's anything he can't do. So, I mean, the guy's got a great attitude, and that's how he approaches everything.
I know you said that you and other veterans are telling guys, savor this opportunity. When you were a rookie going to the playoffs with the Redskins, what guys were there kind of saying the same things to you you're saying to the other guys?
A lot of guys. Guys that had won rings and guys that, you know, gotten close. I mean, Dale Green, I mean, Dana Stubblefield. I had all these guys that had gotten rings and, you know, they'd talk about how special those moments are. I mean, we didn't know we were in until after the last game, but, I mean, you get in, you got to make the most of it.
Did it settle in? Did it register at the time with you, or did it take years to kind of understand what they meant?
Well, it takes years to really get it. When you have a few, you know, bad years, as we did. My next 4 years, we didn't make it. So, I mean, it was tough. And then you kind of appreciate those moments. You know, looking back at that rookie year at that time, I mean, you have a different level of appreciation for it. But and now, anytime you get in, you got to make the most of it.
I remember after the last Baltimore game, you were distinctly not happy with the fourth quarter performance. Do you think this defense, this team's learned that lesson?
Well, yeah, I hope so. You know, only time will tell, only games will tell. I mean, we've definitely talked about it enough, and we preached it enough, but you know, only time will tell. We just got to go out and execute and make it 60-minute game. I don't care what the score is.
Have you felt strongly after a team beat you that you wanted back at them? That seems to be an emotion we're hearing coming from Baltimore. And Quan said it, you know, I'm glad we get Denver. Is that something that's been part of your mindset in the past?
Yes and no. You know, I don't get caught up on that because, you know, I think it helps, you know, in my personal preparation because, if there's a guy that I'm on or certain plays that got me the first time, you know, you kind of be aware of that. Because you know they're thinking about it as well. So you just have another level of awareness because, you know, things that happened bad before could happen bad again. You just can't let that happen.
We underrate Flacco?
Underrate him? I don't even know what you say.
I say, do most people underrate him? I mean, when they mention the best quarterbacks in football, usually doesn't get mentioned.
Well, he's been in the playoffs every year and won a game. So, I mean, it's kind of hard to downplay that. I mean, he's definitely capable of getting the job done. You know, it's just, I think people see the games where, you know, he might make a turnover here and there, and they're down on him again. I mean, all quarterbacks make mistakes.
Jim, do you see a Baltimore offense that's running a lot smoother now that Caldwell's been in place for a month?
I think they're getting comfortable and settled in what they are now. You don't see a lot of difference from the offense they ran before. You can't really change everything, but I think guys are just starting to get comfortable with his play calling. And, you know, that's the biggest key.
How important is it to eliminate their run game? Because you guys did that and made them one-dimensional.
It's very. I mean, one thing we can't do is just take our eyes off Ray Rice. I mean, he's one of the best in the game. So you got to know where he is, coming out the backfield, running the ball. It doesn't matter. He's number one, because if he gets started, it's a long day for us.
Payne's been asked about not having to that late game scenario where you need to come back and win during the streak. Also, the defense hasn't really. Has that been kind of unusual that you really haven't had a lot of pressure on you at the end of a game?
Yes, because most games in the NFL are pretty close. And, you know, when you have leads, I mean, we've shown that we can pick it up in the fourth quarter early in the season, but by then it was too late against Houston and Atlanta. I mean, thing is, we don't want to get in those situations, and hopefully they don't come about.
Demaryius and Decker have put up some really big numbers this year. What's impressed you about the leap that they've taken in their third year?
Just how they work, you know, how they approach their job every day. These guys want to be the best at what they do, and you see that in their preparation. And I don't think there's anything Peyton asks them to do that they don't do or willingly go out there and want to do.
Did their diligence increase with Peyton arriving and demanding more from them, you think?
Yeah, well, they're young and they're hungry. So I think with that combination, you're going to get guys with the right attitude, and that's perfect for them, because he's a guy that's going to put a lot of pressure on everybody to do the right thing, and that's what they need to be great pros.
Derek Wolfe mentioned being in the playoffs as a rookie is really his only job is to get in line behind a guy like yourself or Elvis and simply follow. You mentioned how smart Harris is. Is that something you guys have kind of, that awareness, is that something you've drilled into them? Is that something that has kind of come with this
unique
batch of rookies?
No, you're born with that. You know, you can kind of mold a guy, but that's something that they have to be born with, because if you have to work so hard to get a guy's attitude right, then, I mean, it's a lot of time wasted. You got to get the guys with the right attitude. And if you don't have the right attitude, it'll show up on tape, I mean, practice, whatever. So eventually you'll end up out of the league. So, I mean, these guys got the right attitude. And it helps when you win games and you got good players in front of you. I mean, it kind of makes everything good for you.
You got any thoughts on Ray Lewis's last ride?
One of the greatest. The game's going to miss him. And, you know, I know he's going to miss the game, but I think the game will miss him more. There's nobody else like him that played the game. So, I mean, what a great career for him.